right off. like children of Israel going around Jericho. And what was tough about that was they had to not say a word for the first circuits on the first 6 days. Oh, I forgot now. God, forgive me. They couldn't say a word until the last time when finally God said, shout. You've been walking around Jericho. God has put, there's a fire of God in you. You yearn to see miracles and signs and wonders. You yearn to see the walls of Jericho come down. But you have felt like there's been something clamped right on your mouth that every time you want to go, God's had you walking around Jericho. And but brother, you're like a capacitor. You know what that is? You do? You know what that is? It's a little thing or a big thing, but it when you put electricity in it, it goes and sucks it up until there's a big charge and then releases the big charge all at one time. That's what you are. Was I right? Did I say it right? So listen, the time you're about to walk over a boundary into a time when God's going to say, shout. And the last thing God's dealing with is a self-consciousness that would, like I said, with the shot. Who was it with the shot? Yeah, with the free throw. UNC won the Final Four. It's, sorry.
Tar Heels.
You're coming into a time when the last thing God's dealing with is a self-consciousness that would stop you, that would say to you, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? And I see this thing right down here just like a fire wanting to come out of you. And Satan sitting right there like a little bird saying, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? And that's the last thing that is going to die before you cross over that line. To come into a place of unselfconscious release of the power of God. Yes. That's what you're called to do. You also have the heart of a priest. In the right sense. Where it says you'll be priest and king, you'll be royal priest. Priest being someone who understands that the dividing curtain between the natural and the supernatural, between those two dimensions, has been ripped in two and is able to freely go before the throne, get what he needs, and freely come back out and minister it to the people. You have the heart of a priest. There's a desire in you to go in and come out, to go in and come out. To go in and come out. So God's going to release that. He affirms that in you. Okay? And he says, come in. My son, I have miracles and signs and wonders here. And pick them up and take them and give them away. Freely give away. Even as you have received, freely give away what you've received. Last thing. Does this make sense so far? I'm making some sense. Okay. This last thing is the this prophetic gift in you. You got a prophetic gift to see the future. Not particularly to do, you know, a lot of what we're doing is just a word of knowledge about what God's doing or has done. But there's a prophetic gift in you to see the future. He's already been doing that with you. And I'm not sure if you've been aware of it. Maybe, but maybe not. But the ability to know what's going to happen. And that nobody else understands, but it happens. This is just a spiritual gift of prophecy. So I want to encourage you to cultivate it, and to do it the way I do it, just to sort of figure out how much God loves people, and let that love draw you into an expression of words. That's all. That's all I'm doing. So exercise the gift. God will show you the future and tell you what's going to happen. Start off small, but don't hold back from doing it, okay? Because God never does anything in the earth without speaking to his servants, the prophets, first. Never. And he does it so that when things happen, no one could say that was by accident or happenstance, but rather God said it. This is God. So then God gets the glory. Does this make sense? Okay. All right.
You know, even as you walked up to take your seat, I really sense that this was a holy moment in your life. That this was a evening that even God was waiting for as well, just as you've been yearning. I just sense that there have been some things that God has really wanted to clarify to you tonight. And the first thing that the Lord really spoke to my heart about you as you were taking your seat is to tell you that he just doesn't love you. God likes who you are. He made you the way you are, and he enjoys it when you enjoy who you are. So there's a freedom and a release and a liberty coming to be who you are with no more excuses, no more apologies, but just to enjoy every moment of your life exactly how he made you to be. And as a father, he watches over you and says, yes, 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 you got it. You're getting it. You're getting it. That's exactly how I made you. And in this hour, I see a picture of you in the season of your life. It's as if though God has taken you hunting. And you've kept turning to aim at the smaller deer. And I hear the father say, no, not that one. I got a bigger one for you. And you're aiming at another, no, not that one, my son. I got a bigger one for you. And so through this whole process, you've been getting almost desperate. Well, can we please aim at a goal here? Can we please aim at one? Let's shoot something. But the father encourages your heart tonight and says to you, the one that I have lined up for you, not only will you get it, but it's bigger than what you thought. What I have for you is bigger than what you planned for, says the Lord. You've rejoiced as you've seen glimpses of what I want to do in your life, but I'm here to tell you that that's the tip of the iceberg. What lies beneath the water is greater than what you've even seen. But it's a season to even realize there's greatness in you. God says there's an anointing like David in you to just worship the Lord. Those concerts that you had with the Lord in the bedroom, in your own bedroom, I see you having a concert before the Lord. God says, I'm present front row and center. I don't miss any concert when you sing before me, says the Lord. There's a connection that you're growing into the Father's heart in this hour. And I see the Father just putting his heart in your chest and his heart beating in your chest. And you beginning to feel things you haven't felt before. You beginning to understand things you haven't understood before about the Father's heart. So brother, get ready to weep. This is not tears of sadness, but tears of joy. As you start understanding and comprehending, look at all the great things the Father is doing in my life. Season of not only aiming at the target and aiming at the goal, but a season of acquiring the things that God has put before you. Amen.
God says it's a time of increase and growth for you. I specifically see in the marketplace, at your job with money, God is blessing it. God says there's something you've been questioning about supposed to invest into or not, and God says, do it. Invest. He's giving you wisdom, spiritual wisdom, to read the stock market, to know where things are going to go, and God says to trust him in that. God says he's giving you opportunities to give advice to other business owners. He says, do it. There's a raise coming in your job, some kind of a promotion that's going to give you more money, and it's going to give you more influence in the company, influence over people. And God says to take it, to not even wait, just take it. There's an upgrade in your home coming. I don't know what that is, but there's an upgrade coming in your home. I also saw you with a big sledgehammer, and you, with the strength of John Henry Irons, took it and just swung with a great shout and broke some rocky ground into shreds. God says, spiritually, in your prayers, you have the strength of John Henry Irons. You know who John Henry was? He was the guy, and I don't remember the whole story. He was the guy that had the sledgehammer, and he would pound the railroad ties down. Yeah. Go home and research John Henry. I think it's John Henry Irons. At least it was in the book I read. Anyways, you've got a tremendous strength with intercession. God says to, whenever you see a ground that's fallow or stony, to go after it, because he's given you prayers that are effective and strong. There's a mighty strength in you that you don't know is there. So God says to be bold with your prayers. I even see you just being in the church and leading the church in prayer, and it being something that the whole church unites under. And there's just an echoing of just a confidence coming to you. God's going to remove things that you've thought about yourself and that other people have told you in the past. There's just a lifestyle of confidence that's coming to you to deliver the word of the Lord and to I see you in prayer lines, praying for people, just with a quiet confidence, praying for people for illnesses to be healed, and you'll be able to deliver words and encourage people with confidence and confidence in business. Confidence in business is important. God is bringing that to you. So God, we pray for this, all these words, Lord, for this lifestyle of confidence to come forth in our brother. Lord, that you would cancel every word that's spoken against him. Lord, we thank you that cursed is he who hung on the tree, that any negative words about him are on the cross with Jesus, and he is released to be a confident man of God. In Jesus' name. We're just going to wait for just a minute. Thank you, Lord. I just see you being the vanguard of some stuff, being out front, being strong and confident, being out front, leading some things. There's, I don't know.
I just also see fresh friendships. There's just a new socialization that God's going to bring you into. It's a new season, and you're going to be new friends, new companionship, new friendship in the coming days. You're going to feel a need for people. Don't really know how to put that. I just see you filling a need in people's lives for friendship.
I have one more thing. I keep... This is the season where Goliath is going down in your life. It's the season to slay Goliath. And there's been a confidence growing in you. You've known it's been out there. It's been taunting you. But I hear God saying, this is that moment where even now I see you taking that new boldness and that new courage, and you're racing out against that thing. And you're saying, no more. No more. So you won't accept that thing anymore in your life. You won't even listen to that voice anymore. But you're going to put that thing, and you're going to slay it, and you're going to move forward into the new season that God has for you.
I think that's right. Amen.
Lord, we say, put a sling in Bob's hand. Yes. Lord, arm him for every battle that's before him. Lord, let your prophetic word dwell richly in him, and let the gifts that have been spoken over him tonight bear much fruit for you. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.